Coach's Insight programs continuing here tonight on CARE Radio, talking Atchison County Hoops, and we're joined now by Tigers boys coach, that is Corey Eckert, brought to you by L&L Construction, Taco John's, and Exchange Bank. Well, two of the better teams in this Northeast Kansas League, Coach, you have seen in your last two games, you know, coming up on the short end of both, but Troy Friday, Riverside on a Tuesday night this week. How would you kind of assess this last week of play?
Yeah, you know, difficult part of the schedule. Like you said, Troy, Riverside, two really good teams with some physical players, some big players, and several seniors. So, you know, we look at our team and we're pretty young, freshman, sophomore, having to battle against those guys. So, you know, we played hard, I thought, in both games. We gave a lot of effort and, you know, they wore us down as the time went on. But, you know, like looking at the Riverside game, you know, we're tied after the first, down 7.5, you know, so it's a manageable game. And, you know, it was just Riverside who's bigger than us and just, you know, deeper than us. So, you know, we had some turnover issues there, but overall, you know, I was pleased with how we've played against some of these top teams in the league lately.
Yeah, and you certainly want to take the positives even out of a loss, and, you know, you guys are in that mode where you're playing freshmen and sophomores and just trying to build something here for the next year, two, 3 years down the road. But, you know, Ben Hanke is another kid that's, you know, has kind of stood out, you know, 22 points the other night, and he's kind of been that guy that's been stepping up for you here in the last week or so.
Yeah, it was good to finally see him have that breakout game. You know, he's had some games where he maybe scored 8, 10, 12 points, but we knew going into the season he was capable of much more, you know, third year on varsity. So last night the ball went in and he kept shooting with confidence and he put up 22. So, you know, that was good to see, and hopefully he can maintain that and continue that going forward. And then we can get some of those other guys, you know, like Henry Urban and James Gaddis, who's been leading scorers for us, you know, in previous games. Hopefully they can, you know, do it on the same night as Ben, and we can have a good night.
Yeah, you guys are going to see Oskaloosa on Friday night in league play, but then going to see Oskaloosa again next week. I just wanted to get your thoughts on the midseason tournaments. A little bit different format, you know, at Oskaloosa this year. So there's just four teams. It's a round-robin style. Everyone's going to play everybody with a champion crowned on Saturday next week. So you look at Tuesday night, you guys are taking on Jefferson County North. You'll get Veritas Christian and then Oski as well. So just kind of your thoughts, you know, after Oskaloosa Friday, the format and just the competition you're going to see next week at Oskaloosa.
Yeah, it'll be a little different format this year than years past with the round robin. You know, and then the teams we have to play, like JCN, we haven't played them this year. I've seen some film on them, and obviously they got four seniors, and they're pretty tall and big and physical, so that'll possess a challenge there. And then second game we'll play Oskaloosa, who will play them twice within a week's time, so we'll kind of have them fresh in our mind. And then that third game is Veritas Christian, who haven't really seen much on them yet, but so you never know what you know they present to us. But you know, I think it's fun to see teams that we really haven't played to this point in the season next week. You know, you don't want to play the same teams over and over, so looking forward to the new challenges ahead next week.
Well, there it is. That is Atchison County boys basketball coach Corey Eckert joining us. Again, they get Oskaloosa Friday and then right back at Oskaloosa next week for that midseason tournaments, games Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday as well. Coach, as always, we appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Brandon.